Name it and claim it. This is Instant Inspiration. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California. Name it and claim it. We all want things in our life. We all enjoy things in our life. We all would like to have more things in our life. And we do our very utmost to disclaim them, to say we don't have them, to say we don't want them, to say they're not ours, to say that there's no way we can ever enjoy them, and then we wonder why we don't experience them. And then there are other people that go around saying, oh, I have everything. I have joy, I have peace, I have harmony, I have right relationships, I have everything going for me in my life. And they do. They do. But they have put a cause in motion that brings this about in their life. Now, we who are in the field here so strongly and so aware, do we name and claim whatever it is that we're interested in? Or do we name and claim just the opposite? Do we say that we are limited? Do we say that we are unable to do things? And if we do, then we are unable to do it. Now, if you cannot swim, it is good to have a boat. I mean, that's intelligent. But you will never learn how to swim if you always take the boat. If you don't get into the water and try to paddle around a little bit. If you don't learn how to do various other things, you will never experience them until you do, even in a little way. Like, who was it who was having trouble with floating? And I think it was Gregor, but I don't think so. Greg does everything. But I think he was having trouble floating. Who was it? Oh,
Anita.
Huh?
Anita.
Heinz? Heinz, I think. It was some guy. And so I was in the pool with him, and I was putting my hand under the middle of their back and holding them up while they were floating and telling them just to relax and so forth. And then every time I let go, he'd sink. But he had the idea of sinking. He just had the idea that he was going to sink. And then after a while, I showed him how I floated, and I showed him how easy it is to float. And just let your legs go down, but don't think you have to go down. And just start hyperventilating your lungs a little bit to fill up your body with a little more air so that you get accustomed to the idea of floating. And by the time the session was over, he was floating halfway decent. Mm-hmm. Now, I rather doubt that he has done anything on that since. And of course, his ability to float has not then improved either, because it takes a little practice to do that. A little bit of understanding to do that. I tell the story about the three kids who were on campus for a while there, and how they didn't like to eat certain foods, and how I told them, now, if you didn't like to have the broccoli that they had down in the city, it's because it was down in the city. Up here on the mountain, it's different. And we bought it in the city. Of course, that never dawned on them, and nor did it on any of the rest of us, but we brought it up to the mountain, and the minute we brought it to the mountain, it became sacred. And because it was sacred, it was something that was very good for them. And so we encouraged them to eat it, and they ate it. Perhaps the biggest, the foods were not too hard. We worked with that very well with them. But the biggest thing was that their mother is very fair-skinned and burns very easily. And one boy is red-headed, and he burned easily. And the other two boys are fair-haired, and they just went along with the family tradition. And so we had to tell them that at the beach, the sun is filled with all the pollutants and stuff like that that come down there. But up here on the mountain, in this fresh, clear air, the sun is pure and beautiful, and it does not burn you. It just gently touches you and kisses you and leaves a little tan on you so that you look just beautiful. And I told this to them. And they believe me because, you know, I'm the leader of the group here. And when I say something, they want to believe it. So they went outside and they played. And they played naked out in the sun, in the swimming pool, in the trees, and wherever they played, with their trucks and their cars and their bicycles and their scooters and their coasters and what have you. And at the end of the day, they came in. They didn't want to come in, but they came and had supper, and then they went back out to play. And then they came in again, and the sun was going down, and listened to the bedtime story, and then went to bed. And this happened for, almost a week. And they were just running around all the time, not wearing any clothes at all, just being like healthy little bugs. And then one day, the redhead said, "You know, I'm getting a tan. This is the first tan I ever had in my life. I'm getting a tan." And then his mother came to visit him, and she said, "My gosh, how did you do that, John?" She says, "How could this happen?" She says, "I always burn, and we just are unable to take the sun. Everybody in our family." I said, "Well, your boys are doing okay." She says, "That's wonderful. That is just wonderful." And lo and behold, they did all right. But you see, if I had gone along with their statement that the sun burned them, I had to give them some sort of story that would let them feel confident that the sun wouldn't burn up here. And if they believe the sun wouldn't burn, the sun didn't burn them. Oh, come on now, you can't say the sun didn't. Hey, look, come on, get with it. You can be taught to walk over red-hot coals of fire and not get burned. Don't tell me that you can't be taught also not to be burned by the sun, you know? Really. I mean, it's so logical and so stupid. It's idiotic that you can walk on red-hot coals, you know, because everybody else is burned. But if you train yourself, if you believe in the project, believe in the program, you're not burned. And it's just as silly and unreasonable and wonderful as that. And we deny it. We say, "Well, you can't be in the sun and not get burned." Well, then get burned. Enjoy it. We had a 3-month school of the master here. During that 3-month school of the master, virtually everybody was running around in their birthday suit. And they just had a ball. And they tanned and tanned and tanned. And not one of them, as I recall, experienced any burns. Some of them may have had a burn, but the thing is, that was their consciousness. The rest of them didn't. And you don't remember any of them having it either. I don't either. And then you look at Herbert Marty, and he's just a little white boy, just always, you know, white as white can be. And he got out there in the sun, and within 2 or 3 days, he just turned brown like a bear and looked just marvelous. And his body, from sitting behind the desk all the time and living a rather relaxed life, from working on his path with the shovels and things, his muscles were toning up. By the time the 3 months were over, he was a tiger. In fact, everybody else was a tiger too, who cooperated. There were a few who didn't cooperate, and you could tell that they didn't. You could tell that they made all sorts of excuses for not doing it, and they didn't get the muscle tone. They didn't get all the other good things that could have been theirs. They didn't follow the diet that was given to them, and they didn't follow the diet based upon the fact that just eat it, just eat it. And it's good for you. It's absolutely good. Every one of these, every morsel of food that you're going to take in your mouth is blessed. It's blessed to do a perfect work. And there is no such thing as bad food. There is no such thing as food that does bad things for you. It's just bad ideas, bad consciousness. Now, what did Dodie say to us the other day? She says, "Oh, I'd love to have some of your weight that you guys want to get rid of." Well, now, why doesn't she have weight? Is it because she's 86 years old? Or is it because that she has an attitude that she doesn't have weight? Because I could well imagine she never did have weight.
Yeah.
She always was a very slim lady, and very gracious, very dynamic, and, you know, it's her way. And other people, you don't say we always were fat or we always were whatever, but in our mature life, we always were that way. And the reason that we always were that way is that it was the symbol that we had for ourselves. People would say, "Oh, you look good." Like what did we say about Gregor? Gregor was very slim and very trim, very muscular, and very, you know, very good. And then he started to put on a little bit of weight. And we said, "Now you look like a man." Well, that's what he's been waiting to hear all his life. You know, "Now you look like a man." But he didn't look like not a man. But the thing is, he was a very slim, trim guy who didn't seem to have a lot of muscles, but they were there. And then when he put on a little bit of bulk, he just looked like a very normal human being. Mm-hmm. Now, when he was slim and trim, he looked like a fabulous guy. He would look really super. And now he just looks like a normal human being. I don't mean to belittle it, but he looks just like a normal. Now you look like you're healthy. Now you look, blah. He was healthy as a bear all the time. But you see, it's attitude. Name it and claim it. What are we naming in our life and what are we claiming in our life? Are we naming a wonderful place to live here? Everyone who comes here says, wow, you know. And it's true. Are we naming that we are maintaining this in its highest and best? That's fantastic. Are we naming that everything that we have here to eat, everything that we have here to play with is good for us and filled with love? So this food is healthy for my body and filled with hatred. Oh, hatred? Oh, no, 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 no. Filled with what?
Love.
Love. Oh, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. So we have to get with it to really say these things and believe these things. Now, Inga, every morning as you walk the path, I want you to spend at least 15 minutes saying, the food that I eat is healthy for my body. Don't say the food I eat, because then you don't eat some and eat others. But all food is healthy for my body and filled with love. Food is food, okay? Food is that which is eaten by the normal people and found very acceptable. So food is healthy for my body and filled with love. So say that for 15 minutes for the next month, next 30 days. And every morning when you take your walk or whenever you do your whatever, say that for 15 minutes. And I want you to watch the difference. I want you to watch the difference. You have a beautiful complexion. You have lovely hair. You have lovely eyes. They're very gentle, strong, but very gentle. And your body is in good condition. I mean, you know, you're a pretty fair woman for 3 million years old, you know. You're doing great. But we want to make you even better. And when we make you even better, you said all of your life you have a cast iron stomach, you can eat anything. You've always said that. And then all of a sudden, you started to get a couple aches and pains. You said, where did that come from? Why do I have aches and pains? Do I have aches and pains because I'm eating the wrong stuff? You never had aches and pains for eating the wrong stuff. You have aches and pains from thinking the wrong stuff. That's why we have aches and pains. So now, let's start having not aches and pains, but let's start having our body be the temple of the living spirit. Every organ, action, function of our body, perfect. Let's start having our body be, what do we say?
I live in my ideal spirit.
Oh, that one, yes. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. That is super, because that has no limitations to it. It has no presumptions to it. It just is the whole thing in a beautiful caboodle. So I'd like to see you enjoy all of that. And Sylvia, I'd like to see you enjoy it too, because you're playing games with food just as much as Ingeborg, if not a lot more. And I think that is shush. Don't you look over at her. Don't you look over at her. If you do, I'll have to talk to her privately. And of course, maybe she'd like it if I talk to her privately anyhow. But we cannot point fingers, as every one of us is just as much of a faddist as the other. And we don't need to follow fads. We don't need to do these things. We are master of ourselves. We're master of our body. And we eat all the things that are good for us, and we buy all the things that are good for us. And if we break out in a rash and we think it's blamed on a particular thing, well, let's put another cause in motion. My skin is always beautiful. My skin is always beautiful. And then, like your cast iron stomach, you'll be able to eat anything. And you, when you were a little girl, you had no trouble. You could eat everything. And you ate everything, and you enjoyed everything. And as you grew older, you still enjoyed everything. And then somebody came along in Gertrude's life over here, in Sylvia's life, and said, Sylvia, you're a beautiful woman. You're putting on a little weight, though, but you're a beautiful woman. Just a subtle little comment. planting a seed there that you are now starting to put on weight, and you bit hook, line, and sinker. You took the whole 9 yards and said, yep, I'm putting on a little bit of weight. And then from then on, you enjoyed a little more weight than you think you wanted. But it's just what you wanted. You allow other people to rule your world. And we all do that because people say kind or unkind things to us and we react to them. But claim it, name it, and claim it. Name that you now are in your perfect body. Name it that you now are experiencing every beautiful thing in the life. Name it that you are a great person. Name it that you are fantastic, and then claim it. Like I told the man who called relative to getting transportation, I said, now be careful, because you're saying I now have my perfect transportation. It may come to you in ways you never dreamed about. It may happen to you in ways that you never imagined. Your wife may quit her job and just drive you everywhere just for the fun of it, because she loves it. So leave every door open. Leave every door open. Just be ready, because you'll be surprised at what the wonderful way is that the principle functions for you. So enjoy it. Name it and claim it and enjoy it. So, name it and claim it. Have a wonderful day. I love you very much.